The world-famous Phil Henry Show presents Bob Green Today. Yes, another sojourn with Bob Green, a top business mind in Southern California, and a life essentials retail broker at Fraser Foods. Now, Bob Green.
Well, thank you very much, General. And a lot of people might ask, what is a life essentials?
Well, you didn't want to have to explain it.
You know, I was thinking about it, though. I think I will explain it because while I don't like the idea of people seeing what I do as a guy just wearing an apron and standing in front of a box of, you know,
like artichokes or something.
Well, artichokes or, and the woman's, how you doing, Mr. Green? Hi. I don't mean anything against gardeners. I don't want to look like a gardener. So I try to redefine this for those, not just for myself. I'm doing this for all of the grocery managers, supermarket, food providers. I call myself a life essentials retail broker. What is a life essential? Food. What is retail? Between you and the wholesaler is the retailer. That's me. But I'm a broker. I see myself as someone who negotiates the very best price that I can possibly get for you. Now, wait a minute, wait. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the general, but we had a meeting. I said I'd like things to sink in.
Oh, you're right, yes, I'm sorry.
So I'll say it again. Between me and you. Yeah.
See? Oh, I see, yes.
Can they hear what I'm saying?
No.
Bud Dickman, you...
Yeah, I cut your mic during those periods where you wanted to let it sink in.
Yeah.
They're not hearing anything. It's just music.
Oh, I better talk. Yeah. That was a beautiful, beautiful moment there with the Ennio Morricone Orchestra when they go, ah, ha, ha. I can't sing, but cut the mic.
Okay.
I like when they go, ah, ha, ha. Can you make it do that again?
It's coming up right now.
And this, it, turn the mic on. And this is Bob Green. Cut the mic. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, open the mic. Turn the mic on.
Bob Green Today. Now, Bob Green.
Cut the mic. Open the mic. And as you can hear the whistling there, as he whistles down the...
Whistling down the street.
Yeah, as he whistles down the street, again, that is the street that Bob Green walks on every time we do Bob Green Today. I walk down the street. Cut the mic. Don't say whistling. I'll do it.
Okay.
Open the mic. Yes, as I whistle down the street, I'm not whistling, I'm going down the street. Can you cut the mic?
Yeah. Although they heard you ask, can you cut the mic?
I know. What do you want? Well, never mind. Open the mic. And so welcome, folks, to Bob Green Today here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have with us tonight a very special guest. It's going to be Don Berman from Channel 19 News. And Don's going to be talking to us about an investigation that he's been doing and I think is long overdue. And this is an investigation. Cut the mic. What are you waving at?
You said you didn't want to do this because you're involved.
No, I know what I'm doing. I can say, open the mic. An investigation that, cut the mic. I don't want to do cut the mic, open the mic anymore, okay?
Okay, so you're just going to talk about it?
I'm getting tired. Go ahead. Open the mic. An investigation involving a lot of these young women that are on Twitter, and they have these accounts that are rather alluring. They'll say, I'm looking for the man of my dreams. You look at the picture. It's a beautiful girl in the picture of any race, brunette, redhead, it doesn't matter. And she'll have a name like, you know, a regular name like Mary or...
Yeah, Carol or Betty or...
Carol or Betty, well, not Betty, but...
Something contemporary.
Yeah. And she'll say, she'll be looking at you just... with that look that you all are familiar with, even the women. You guys, you know what you do. I don't think I'm, you know, talking out of school. You know how you get a man excited and aroused. But not all women.
Yes. I don't think you want to say all women.
Not all women, but I've had women look at me with that look like, hey there, hey now, you know. And I get her out. Well,
yeah.
What I want to say is Don Berman has been doing an investigation of these kinds of accounts. You may call them sex bots. You can call them, some people call them robo-sluts. I don't like that. I think that's rather pejorative. But
accurate.
Yes, accurate to a point when you consider what they've done to me.
What have they done?
And I will be talking only to General Shaw. He's the one that's the sidekick.
Hey, bud.
Oh, sorry.
Well, what have they done?
What have they done? I have responded at times. I know I'm in the public eye and I have Fraser Foods, but I have responded at times saying, hey, what's up? And they'll say, how are you? And send me some...
Are they sending you...
Some pictures of the bear, of the both of them are bear, and I'll think that obviously I've got it, you know, I'm locked, or I shouldn't say locked, but that they're interested in me. And it turns out they want to know how much money I got and this kind of thing. So,
but Bob, you're a wealthy man.
I'm wealthy, but not to the point. I'm wealthy, but I don't like to use my wealth to attract women. And that's not necessarily because I'm smart. I think that's an area of my life where I'm kind of stupid. And it's tough for me to admit that.
Well, why do you say that?
Yeah.
You know, Bud's going to ask questions. I think you should let Bud ask the questions.
Okay.
Yeah, why do you say that? I mean, a lot of guys would use it. Use it or lose it, you know.
What do you mean, use it or lose it?
Well, if that's a different, applicable to something different. But if you don't talk about the money you've got, a lot of women are not going to be attracted to you. Women want a man with a base of power that's financial.
Okay, yeah, well, all right, I don't get it.
But what don't you get? Just start flashing the greenbacks, you know?
I mean, flashing the greenbacks.
Just invite them out on expensive dates. Limousines.
Oh, I always take them out in limousines. I've got a limousine.
Well, where do you go?
Where do I do what?
Where do you go for dinner?
Yeah, where do you take them for dinner?
I mean, I've taken them to the, you know, one of the big, the favorites, the Olive Garden.
The Olive?
Yes.
Wait, whoa, hold on for a minute. This is Bob. Cue the music, okay? Because it's getting out of control.
Yeah, just
cue the music. It's getting out of control. This is Bob Green Today. Will you do it?
This is Bob Green Today.
Where Bob is in charge.
Is in charge.
And everything.
Everything.
He says. Matters.
Matters.
He knows what he's. Talking about.
Talking about.
Thanks very much, General. This is Bob Green. I mean, yeah.
Forgot who you were.
No, I didn't forget who I am. Welcome to Bob Green Today. I am told by my staff that edits can be made, so we do a lot of editing on our... You're right. That we're editing this, right, Bud?
Yeah.
Because I had a very, very disquieting conversation with Lou Tangelo.
Oh, I know Lou. He's the produce manager over there, right?
Yeah, Lou is the produce manager. And he said he heard one of my Bob Green Today shows where he heard me say, edit that out.
No, that's no. It's impossible.
Lou's... I don't want to speak out of school. Doesn't he drink?
Yeah, Lou's got a... Yeah, I love Lou, and I don't think he minds me saying this, but yeah, he does drink.
It's possible he might have misheard, you know.
All right, but he swears he heard me say, please edit that out.
Well, you know we wouldn't do that, Bob. We're not going to put a sloppy show on the air.
All right. Can you edit all of that out?
What?
Edit out all the talk about editing.
Yeah, we'll edit out everything he mentions about editing.
Okay.
And begin. And so here on Bob Green Today, our very special guest is a guy that I've been interested in talking to for quite some time, as I mentioned. His investigation into the robo-sluts, which I thought was fascinating. And we're going to hear from him right now. He is none other than Don Berman. And Don Berman is, we have Don in the Channel 19 newsroom, is my understanding.
That is correct. Yeah, he's Don right now in the Channel 19.
Okay, Don, Bob Green, how are you?
Hello, Bob. It's great to talk with you.
And, you know, every time I talk to you, Don, I feel like I'm talking to a kindred spirit, a guy who gets it, you know, a guy who...
Well, you know, I work very hard. I know you work very hard.
But you get it about how sometimes you're misunderstood.
Yes.
And you mean one thing and people go around saying you said something else?
Oh, yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. Oftentimes I'll say, for instance, I'm Don Berman, and at Channel 19 News, I'm an Emmy Award winner. Well, people take that literally. Where's the Emmy? I have the Emmy. It was awarded to me.
So you did win an Emmy?
That is correct, yes.
What year was that?
Well, that's in dispute. Originally, it was 1997. But then it's been under review. So the Emmy I've got, it's under review.
Have you received the Emmy?
I have, yes. I feel I have. I looked at it.
Is it at your house?
It's See, now you're asking too many questions, and...
Yeah, let's edit all of this out.
Yeah, edit all this out and edit out, just, I'm an Emmy winner. I'm an Emmy winner.
You're an Emmy...
You said you're an Emmy winner.
No, an Emmy winner.
Emmy winner?
Watch this guy, Dickman, because...
No, I know, I got my eye on him.
Dickman, you know what I said.
All right.
And so we have Don Berman with us here on Bob Green Today. So, Don, tell me, how did this so-called robo-slut investigation get going? How did this robo-slut, or what you want to call sex bots, these are these women on Twitter, how did this get going? And tell me about it.
Well, you're right, Bob. I had noticed, I had been on Twitter, and I am on Twitter, and you talk about shadow banning. I've only got 250 followers on Twitter. Something's going on there.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
I've only got 700.
You've got 700, I got 200. So something's definitely not right. For Bob Green, who's a well-known not grocer, you're a retail...
I'm a retail life essential broker, yeah.
Okay, a beat tail.
Not a beat tail.
A retail life essential ogre. Life essential.
Cut all this out, will you? Life essential broker.
Yes, a life essential broker. For you to only have, and I only have 250. Somebody's shadow banning people that want desperately to follow us. And I've talked to people. They've said, "Oh, you're on Twitter." I'll say yes, and they'll give me that look like, "Okay, you know."
No words need to be spoken.
No words need to be spoken. I'll say, "I'm on Twitter. Do you want my Twitter handle?" And they'll say, "Sure." Real, and I'll say, "It's Real Don Berman, whatever the hell it is. I don't know what it is. What is it, bud? You know?"
I think it's Real Don Berman.
It's real, okay.
Yeah, and I'm Real Bob Green.
And you're Real Bob Green. How many, okay, no, all right, so yeah, there are some fake Bob Greens, aren't there?
Well, they're Bob Greens, but they're nobody. I'm the one.
You're the Bob Green.
That's correct, just as you are the Don Berman.
Right. So I you know, I'll say, well, I'll see these women, and I'll say, "Hi, Don Berman here, Channel 19 News." And they'll immediately, "Oh, really? Isn't that interesting?" And this and that. And they'll get you involved. "Well, how are you? And where do you live? And how old are you? I want to make sure that it's on the up and up, that's for sure."
Absolutely.
And I'll say, "Do you live in the Los Angeles area?" And many times they do. And I'll say, "Well, it would be fun to get together and have a cocktail." And that's when they'll say, "It certainly would. What do you think I should wear?" And then they'll send you a picture that's...
And it's full nude?
No, it's not full nude. But, and again, those of you that are listening, especially the women, we're not talking about you as if you're pieces of meat. We're talking about these...
Well, they're the sex bots, and I don't know that they're deserving of respect, because I think they could be...
They could be working for someone.
They could be working for someone, or they expect to be talked about as if they're pieces of meat.
All right, you may want to edit that out.
Yeah, edit out that whole pieces of meat.
Well, what for?
Because I said to, that's why.
Well, because it sounded rather dismissive.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, this is what you said, pieces of meat. Yeah.
No, I know that.
What?
Can I go?
Yeah, go.
And so, and what they'll do is they'll send the picture.
Yeah, they send the picture, and they got both of them full, and they'll say, "What should I wear? I can barely fit these into a dress." And that's when you're beating your fist on the refrigerator, you've got your pants...
Let's not...
I'm awfully sorry, folks.
Edit that out.
Yeah, I was going to say, are we editing?
Yeah, this part will get edited out.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I get these pictures, my pants are halfway down. Okay, and I'm talking to them, I'm saying, "Oh yeah, I'm Don Berman, and I'm this and that."
No kidding.
Yeah, and meanwhile, and they're going, "Oh, Channel 19 News?" I go, "Yes, I won an Emmy." And meanwhile, my pants are halfway off. I've sweat matting my face. I'm holding on to the refrigerator, trying not to fall.
No, I know what you mean. It's the same thing with me. I saw one of those robo-sluts once, and I was in my car. I actually had my pants halfway off while I was driving.
Yeah.
All right, we're not recording, so...
All right.
Three, okay, go.
Yeah, go.
And, so how did this investigation go?
Well, I said, "Would you like to have dinner?" And they said, "Sure." And that's when I received a picture that was graphic... Very graphic in all that it showed.
And so there was nudity.
There was full nudity, both a profile and frontal shot. And the question that was sent along with the nude photograph was, what should I wear? Sometimes I have a difficult time shoving these into it, you know.
You're kidding.
No. They may not use the word shove, but they say sometimes I have a hard time pushing or maneuvering these into a dress.
How about, and so this is a blatant come-on to a wealthy man.
A blatant come-on to a wealthy man and a well-known man, which is a little bit different from you, Bob, if I'm not putting you down, but you're wealthy, but you're not as well-known as me.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's it's true.
Oh, no, I'm on television. You're...
I'm what?
Well, you're standing in front of cucumbers or whatever you...
Let's not get, you know...
We don't want to get pejorative here, Don.
How's that pejorative?
Because Bob is a well-known life essential broker.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. I forgive me. I guess what I'm saying is, of the two, of you and me both are famous, but I'm a little bit more famous because I'm on TV. Would you give me that?
I'll grant you that, sure. But just so you don't, you know, keep pushing, you know, you're pushing it.
Oh, I don't mean to push it.
We're on here with Don Berman here on Bob Green Today. I'm Bob Green. General Galen Shaw is our announcer. Don is at his work station there at Channel 19 News.
I don't have a workstation. This is my office. I'm the editor. I'm also the news director. So it's not like I'm sitting in the middle of the...
I thought you had to make L. Ron Martin his espresso.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Cut that out.
Yeah.
What's the story?
Yeah, he comes out here. The guy's in here. You know.
All right, let's not get racial.
All right. But he tells me, hey, yeah, I want to, you know, get them use this espresso machine. And I'm sitting there going, what are you doing, you know? So it's very embarrassing, but here he comes right now, as a matter of fact.
Don't roll tape.
Yeah, hey, I'm on with Bob Green. Do you know Bob Green from Fraser Food, L. Ron? I don't know if you do or not. I don't. Hold on. Hey, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, so that's...
Yeah, see, that's what he's doing. So he, yeah. Do you know? Oh, Jesus. Sounded like you let one, man. Sounded just like you let one go. You know that?
It did sound like that.
You ought to clean your act up or something, you know? Berman, I don't know. Why do I keep you? Why do you keep me around? Because you need, for ratings? You've heard of those, right? It sounded like you cut wet. It sounded like you cut a wet one. Had a fight. And so that was...
L. Ron Martin, who's the general manager of Channel 19 News, coming in and telling you basically what?
Telling me I got to make him an espresso, or, you know, I got to keep the espresso machine on my desk. It's very interesting. He pretends as if I'm, you know, he runs my life, which he doesn't.
And we have here Don Berman. So we're talking about the robo-sluts, or the what we call the sex bots that are populating Twitter. These are young women. Well, we don't know who they are, really. You don't even know if you're talking to a woman, do you?
Well, I mean, what does that mean?
It means you may be communicating with a dude or something.
What?
That is true, Mr. Berman. It could be a guy.
No.
Well, how do you know? I mean...
How do I know what?
How do you know you're not... If this is a young lady who's giving you her picture, okay?
Yeah.
How do you know it is a young lady? It's not some guy, you know?
No. That's a young lady. What do you mean a guy? What guy is going to sit there and talk about, what do I... No, forget it.
Well, do you think they do work for others?
I think these are professional prostitutes. I think, yes, they are sexually attracted to guys like you and I because of who we are and what we represent. But, yes, they're there to make a dollar. Now, I said, let me take you to dinner. And she goes, do you think I could shove these into a dress? And I said, yeah, you know, you may need some lubrication. That's, you know, what I said.
Are you sure you want to admit that on the air?
No, I don't. Please cut this out.
All right.
And she goes, yeah, you're right. And then she starts saying, should I buy a bottle or will you provide it? And that's when I'm starting to cut all of this out.
Don't record this, bud.
Right.
That's when my pants are all the way off. Now I'm just basically walking around the house naked. I've got on a dress shirt, no underwear, no socks, no shoes. I'm pacing with the phone.
Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, we can record.
And start recording again.
And yes, and so I say, and meanwhile, you know, I'm doing this for the Don Berman Report, so I said to her, that's very graphic, and I'm afraid that I can't answer that question. Why don't we meet? and here I'd like to meet you at this address, such and such. So we finally agreed to meet.
Now, you asked her, let's meet, and she agreed to meet you.
That is correct. And we did meet. We met at an address on Magnolia. I don't want to tell you where it is.
Sure, it's behind a Sonic.
What an asshole.
Cut all this out. Don't say that, bud.
Oh, sorry.
No, it was not behind a Sonic. It was not. It was behind another burger stand, which I will not name. And please don't name it.
Bud.
All right.
Yeah, look, bud, don't say anything.
And we met, and there it became very apparent that this was not about going to dinner. This was not about her wanting a relationship with me. It was, basically, I asked her to give me the prices on what she offered, and she said such and such is $50, another is $20.
Oh, you got down to business.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, General.
Well, what? So, you negotiated sex with her?
I mean, as soon as I found out it wasn't what I thought it was.
What did she look like?
She was okay, but I tell you this much: the picture she sent of the woman with the cans. Excuse me for saying that, folks.
Cut that out.
The picture she sent of the woman with the breasts so big you'd need to have like. Probably have to get two or three guys to shoulder them in, and I'm not kidding about that. This was not the girl.
All right, so she was clearly not the same lady.
No, it was not, and I didn't make a big deal out of it. But when I saw that it wasn't the same girl, I said, "All right, let's get down to cases. Where's your price menu?" And she said, "Okay, excuse my language."
We can cut it out
here.
She said, "All right, blowjob 50." She said, "All 69 states."
So you basically got...
We got down to the prices, and...
And what item did you choose?
I didn't say... Oh, man.
Cut it out.
Hey. Bob, have you started recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Then I chose an item, and for the report, for the Don Berman Beat report, and I've had better.
You don't want to say what it was.
I do not. I am currently in a committed relationship, so I can tell you that it had nothing to do with sex, you know. I mean, not the sex that we think of.
All right, so it had nothing to do with, like, the marriage type sex.
It had nothing to do with that. It was more not alley sex. It's the kind of sex you have with a woman when you're married.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, talk about blowjob.
God damn.
Come on, Dickman.
You know, if that guy...
You cut that out, will you?
Hey, we can cut it out.
Cut it out of the tape.
Sorry, you guys look like you're looking for the word.
Dickman, they've got the words. They don't need you.
I've got all the words I need, Dickman.
So it was, however, an act that was not marriage sex.
No, it was fine. So that was 50. Actually, I tipped her. You know, it was $60 with a $10 tip. And I got out of the car. I said, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing. Tucked my shirt in, got back in my car, and went directly over to Channel 19 to file the report.
And what basically does your report say?
My report says, as a matter of fact, we could probably give you a little bit of it. I've got, Johnny, can you rack it up on three? Tonight on The Berman Beat, I'm Don Berman. I meet a young lady in a parked car behind an abandoned restaurant on Magnolia, and we immediately begin negotiating price. Was she a young lady looking for a wealthy man or a relationship? Well, that's what she said on Twitter, but when I met her, it was all about business, and I've had better. Don Berman, The Berman Beat. Don Berman, The Berman Beat, I ripped the lid off the robo-sluts and the sex bots on Twitter. Don Berman, I've had better. And when I said I've had better, then we tag it out with, we originally tagged it out because I thought they would allow us, given the fact that it's a news story,
yeah.
I thought they'd allow us to say blowjobs. And so we tagged, I've had better blowjobs.
You're kidding me. Why would they let you do that?
Because it's a news story and you can quote news sources directly. That's why. Oh, man.
We're with Don Berman.
Well, all right, I'm just asking.
All right, there's your answer.
We're with Don Berman from Channel 19 News. This is Bob Green here on Bob Green Today. And we're learning quite a bit about what Don calls the robo-sluts, or the these Twitter girls that they have these temporary accounts. They got 5 followers. They got 3,000 guys they're following. They're all guys, and they're all wealthy men. And obviously, they're looking to...
They're looking to tag a wealthy man. They're looking to find themselves a man of means and, take him to bed. Or, well, I don't think they have any intention of taking him to bed. I think they have the intention of somehow ensnaring the man sexually.
Well, do you think any of them have a motivation toward a serious relationship?
No, not a serious relationship at all.
Well, what about a long-standing relationship based on money?
There's an idea.
I don't know, because I didn't find out. What the girl that I met didn't look anything like the girl in the profile picture, and I said, okay, so you're not Belinda Sue or whatever her name was, and she said, do I look like her? And I said, no. She goes, well, there's your answer. I said, all right, how much for a blood? I'm sorry.
So you got down to prices.
I said, yeah, let's roll out the menu. What do you got? And she, you know, the Bean Jane, sorry for saying it that way.
Oral sex
was this much, and all 69 states. Then there was...
all 69 states.
I'm not going to explain that.
Look, Dickman will explain it later, all right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're
cutting out all of this, by the way, but everything that you're in, we're cutting out, so...
Well, that's not fair.
General, this is my show. Have you stopped recording?
Yeah.
This is my show. This is Bob Green today, me.
Bob, don't take any crap from these guys. I know these guys all too well.
Look, Berman, I'll sit still for it from Green, not from you.
Oh, my God. Are you going to let him talk that way?
There's not a lot I can do. We'll get over this fast. So, all right, start rolling.
Okay.
So you negotiated price.
You immediately begin in on price. There are different terms. There's topsy-turvy. There's the whirlpool. There's brush my teeth. There's tighten up. There's a lot of different terms. These are all sexual terms that the robo-slut knows the meaning of. And for instance, I'll tell you that as part of the Don Berman report, I ordered a tighten up followed by brush my teeth, followed by I'll brush your teeth. And then I also purchased all 69 states, and I purchased one round of Gomer opens up the gas station. Now, these are
all sex acts known by...
These are all sex acts known by the Twitter, bot.
Hey, Gomer opens up a gas station.
I'm not talking to you.
Who's talking to you? Okay.
Hey, listen, guys, as long as he's there, you're giving him mixed messages. First you said he could. Hey, General, do you have dentures?
What do you say?
It sounds like you're spitting.
Watch it, Green. What? Stop the... Watch it, Green. I'm here doing a favor for Phil Hendry. Not out of any particular love of you.
Oh, man, Bob. Are you going to sit still for that?
Wait a minute. I thought you respected me as a businessman.
To a point. Okay? Up to a point. Not this Bob Green's coming to town wearing leather chaps bullcrap.
Bob. If I were you...
I got it. Okay, I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah, you do that.
Roll the tape.
And so, yeah, that's the way it is for me, and that's the way it'll always be.
Well, if Bob Green, and I think this is something that any man of means, those of us who are wealthy, I know there's a lot of you guys listening, we're all men of means, we all have wealth. You should have the kind of in-depth reporting on these things, so I will, follow you up on that, Don.
I think that'd be fantastic.
I'll go out, or I'll meet a young lady on Twitter, and I'll go ahead and negotiate
Are you sure you want to just buy a prostitute, or is this for a serious relationship?
Well, you're looking for a serious relationship.
Yeah, you're looking for a serious relationship, but you're not getting it.
So what are you doing? Why even go through it?
Why am I going through it? Because I'm interested.
Why, because you haven't been laid in 6 years?
Boy, that cut the tape. You know something, General?
Yeah, what? Tell me all about it.
You know, General, you should not talk that way to a man who's wealthy.
I don't give a damn if he's wealthy, is he? How wealthy are you? You're not so wealthy, obviously, that you can't be, you're out in a parked car forget it.
Are you saying that Green doesn't have enough, but he's got to be in a parked car with a robo-slut?
Yeah, just like you, Berman.
How do you deal with your underlings?
I'll deal, you know what, you're dismissed.
No, you don't fire me, Phil Hendry does.
Come on, Green, the whole world's watching you.
I'm Bob Green. Stop the tape.
I'm not leaving. I work for Phil Hendry.
Yeah, me neither.
Roll the tape. And so we're back here on Bob Green, and I like to hear my, underlings, the people that are not as wealthy as me, such as General Shaw and Bud Dickman. I want them to give me a hard time because I need to be kept honest.
Well, that's pretty good. I would agree with that 100%. You do need to have these people who don't have the kind of bank account that you have, wouldn't know the first thing about having some young, sweet thing hit on them for their money. Yes, you obviously want to have some pity on them.
That's right. Here on Bob Green Today, that's my marching orders. Those are
your mottos?
That's my motto. Thank you, Bud, for being a...
For being a smartass.
Yes, for being a smartass. I need to be kept honest. Don Berman has been my special guest as he's been talking here about these robo-sluts. He went out and bought a...
Yeah, he bought a blowjob.
Didn't he?
Yes, I bought oral sex.
He bought oral sex from one of these sluts, from one of the...
You call her a slut, huh?
From one of the young ladies on Twitter. And this is...
These are robo-sluts or sex bots.
Yeah, but you went ahead and negotiated price.
Because of the fact... I'm wealthy, okay? Let's get that out of the way.
You're wealthy. You're on Channel 19. We don't know whether you're wealthy or not. You're on Channel 19. You've got an Emmy. That's what you're basing your popularity on.
Okay.
Yeah, well, not me. I'm wealthy.
You may be wealthy. You haven't been laid in 6 years.
Yeah. So what do you say about that?
Boy, I'll tell you.
You shouldn't be...
You guys bring in that... We're rolling?
Yeah.
I want all of this cut out. I want all of it cut out. You guys have got some pairing. And Dickman, he's got...
Yeah, Dickman's got the jungle fever going.
You have that black girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah, what about it?
Man.
Might try that, huh?
Whew. Yeah, well, good luck with... You ain't gonna get a piece of my girlfriend.
I'm not asking. I'm just saying, you know, she didn't have a friend or anything. Forget it.
No.
Come on, Bob, you're groveling like some slob.
Bob, don't grovel.
I'm not... But how come he gets to do...
This has been Bob Green Today.
Bob Green Today here with, what's your name again?
I'm Don Berman. What up?
Thanks a lot, Don.
Well, what the fuck?
This is Bob Green Today. Thank you, Don Berman, for sharing with us the details there of your next Berman Beat report. Coming up, Phil Hendry is not here today, and we'll tell you why here on Bob Green Today.
Bob Green Today, presented by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green Today, brought to you by the makers of succulent motor oil. Put a can in, watch all that black smoke continue to burn. You're going to be popping rings. You're going to be dropping a rod. I said rod.
Succulent motor oil.
And by
Whitney's Bread. Wheat, Oro Wheat, all the 7 sprouted grains you can possibly stand. Eat one slice of Whitby's, and your entire body begins to expand to the size of the Hulk, only you look like a skinny man. See, that's how that works.
Whitby's, a great piece of bread.
And this is Bob Green Today, filling in for Phil Hendry today. And let me tell you the reason why we're here. Phil,
Now watch it. Phil didn't want to have too much of this talked about because it's disgusting.
Disgusting? This is a health procedure that guys over 50 have got to have.
That's correct, but
Mr. Hendry said don't talk about it.
Well, I'm going to talk about it because I'm Bob Green. I cut it. Every time I... Don't record this. Every time I say my name, Bob Green, I want...
Yes, sir.
I'm Bob Green. And today, here on Bob Green Today, I'm going to be talking about Phil Hendry going to the doctor today. That's why we're filling in. So he can have this medical procedure. All right, I won't get graphic. Bob Green never gets graphic about things. But I will tell you that Phil had to flush his system with water, this and that, and he's going in, and they're going to take a tube, you know.
Well, you might as well say what it is.
I'm not going to do that. Bob Green doesn't do that. And they're going to put it up, and so far be it from me to be, I won't be grabbed, but that's what Henry's doing today. That's why I'm filling in for him. Now, you ask the question, well, Bob, it's a necessary test for men over 50. What about you? I got news for you. Bob Green will never, never allow another dude to put a tube up there. Not Bob Green. Now.
Well, all right. So why?
Why? I don't want to be compromised that way. Now, I understand it's necessary. And I understand.
Yeah, well, if you have to have it done, what are you going to do?
If I have to have it done, what am I going to do?
Well, what are you going to... In other words, if it's necessary.
Look, I know enough doctors, they can tell me if I've got something going on down there without taking a hose and putting it up Bob Green's... ass, okay?
Yeah, see, you're going to want to cut that out.
No, I don't want you to cut that part out, no. No, I want to be very real, and I want it to be, and I want it to sink in. Bob Green ain't going to let anybody put
a hose up his ass.
Well, now it sounds bad, you know.
Yeah, better say your name.
Bob Green won't allow that to happen. Let me put it that way. But I'm not putting Phil down for it. I know that that's, you know, his doctor recommended, and Phil is by the book. And so that's what he's going to have done. We wish you all the luck in the world there, Phil. If you like that kind of thing, good for you.
Hey, no, well, that's not fair. What guy likes it?
Well, this guy's, Henry's going back every year for one, isn't he?
Yes, the doctor recommended it.
Oh, you see, he's got to like it.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Bob Green doesn't. Anyway, we're happy to be filling in for Phil Hendry today here on The Phil Hendry Show, Bob Green Today.
Bob Green Today. Executive produced by Phil Hendry on The Phil Hendry Show for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Bob Green. What is this?
That's a closing music.
Oh, my God. No.
No. Take it easy, Bob.
I gotta have something more hard-ass. I'm Bob Green.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, take it easy, man.
Go ahead.
Bob Green, you want to do it again? Bob Green Today. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for The Phil Hendry Show on Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm Bob Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give us a green, make a big thing out of it.
I'm not making a big thing out of it, just I'm Bob Green.
Oh, man.
What is that?
What's what?
Like a blacksmith?
Yeah, it's like a blacksmith's anvil. The guy's hitting it.
I don't know.
Come on, Green. You know, there's other people in the world besides billionaires.
Wait, okay. I'm Bob Green. Yeah. Do.
What's he saying? We cook pike?
No.
Wait, then what?